Medibrain, episode 264. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in on this beautiful Friday morning. We are joined here today by Hassan Ahmed, an expert on neurobiological mechanisms of sexual function. He will be discussing the importance of neural circuitry in the spinal cord in male sexual behavior. Hi, Hassan. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Kofi. It's a pleasure to be here on Medibrain.
Thank you for taking the time to be here. So, for those who have been following this week's series on realities and misconceptions of human sexual dysfunction, we have seen how neural circuits underlying adult male and female sexual behaviors are quite different. Particularly today, we are going to see that spinal cord injuries are often associated with sexual dysfunction in men, indicating that there are specific spinal neurons that play a critical role in regulating penile functions.
That's right. But before diving deep into the topic, I want to start off by asking you a simple question. What reflexes are usually tested when you go to the physician for a general checkup?
Let me see. I can think of a few. The Achilles tendon reflex, the knee jerk. These are the only ones I believe I've had tested at the doctor's office.
That's correct. These are the most common indeed. In the case of the ankle jerk reflex, when your foot is dorsiflexed or pointed upwards and the physician gently hits the Achilles tendon with a rubber hammer, your foot automatically moves towards its plantar surface. For the knee jerk reflex, a strike of the patella tendon right below the knee bone causes your knee to extend forward and then come back to the initial position as a result of signaling with the lower spinal cord. But there are dozens others, such as the biceps reflex, the corneal reflex, the jaw jerk reflex, the bulbar cavernosus reflex, and there's a whole longer list online.
Wow, I really had no idea there were so many of them. I think I'm definitely going to check all these out the next time I visit my doctors.
I do remember when I first went to the doctor when I was younger, and he tested my knee jerk reflex. I tried doing it on myself for a few weeks after that. And when somehow I wasn't able to stimulate it, I was so convinced that something was wrong and I needed to go back to the doctor. Anyway, today we will be focusing on the bulbar cavernosus reflex, or BCR. During clinical exams, the BCR is used to evaluate the presence of a spinal cord injury. This involves stimulating the bulbar cavernosus muscles by squeezing the penis or clitoris, and the anal sphincter should then contract in response. Lack of this reflex indicates severance or damage in sacral spinal nerves S2 through S4. The bulbar cavernosus muscle, or BC muscle, plays a critical role in penile erection in males, and its contraction allows for the expulsion of semen, also known as ejaculation. Dr. Onof Onofrovic, a Russian-born American neurologist of Polish descent, discovered in 1899 the sexually dimorphic Onof's nucleus, a set of motor neurons in the sacral spinal cord present in most mammals and which innervate the bulbar cavernosus muscle.
What does sexually dimorphic mean for those who are not familiar with the scientific terminology?
Yes, so sexual dimorphic features are the different characteristics observable between males and females of the same species in addition to their gonads. So these are not that drastic or clearly defined in humans, but it can be things like differences in overall body size or increased aggression behavior in one sex versus the other. But there are clear differences in other species. For example, birds of paradise males have a distinct ornamented plumage and put on elaborate courtship displays to attract females to mate. You've probably seen their dance on one of those National Geographic or BBC shows.
Oh yes, I do remember now. They do those intricate dances to impress females in order to be able to mate. In this instance, I'm guessing Onof's nucleus looks different in males versus females?
Yes, that's correct. So the number of neurons in Onof's nucleus is much greater in men than in women. The spinal nucleus of the bulbar cavernosus, or SNB motor neurons in rats, are actually homologous to Onof's nucleus in that they all control the BC muscles of the penis. Studies by Bridlove et al. In the late 1980s and 90s actually showed that in male rats, BC expresses androgen receptors, short for AR, which are activated when bound to testosterone. The connection between SNB motor neurons and BC muscle is reinforced during fetal development, by this presence of testosterone, and lack of it during prenatal development in female rats causes loss of the AR function, which leads to the death of the BC muscle and ultimate death of the SNB motor neurons as well. This shows that AR plays a crucial role in sexual differentiation of SNB motor neurons in rats. The sex difference in SNB, initially found in rats, has actually been extended to many mammals, including mice, cats, dogs, hyenas, and monkeys. A 2012 article by Raskin et al. Published in Endocrinology looked at this same system in mice. They found that androgen receptor expression in the nervous system was central during perinatal development to regulate soma size and dendritic length of SNB motor neurons in male mice, and that mutant male mice which lacked AR expression in the SNB exhibited reduced copulatory behavior. Interestingly, presence of AR does not affect SNB cell count, but more the morphology of its soma and dendrites. Another group of sexually dimorphic neurons, known as the gastrin-releasing peptide, or GRP neurons, located in the lumbar region of the spinal cord, have also been linked to male sexual function, according to a study by Sakamoto. In these rats, these neurons release GRP, which binds to receptors on somatic and autonomic centers involved in the regulation of penile reflexes. This GRP system is also androgen-dependent, in that males with dysfunctional AR exhibit a female-typical GRP system. Both SNB and GRP motor neurons are sexually dimorphic and profoundly rely on nervous system AR expression levels to regulate male sexual functions. Work by Sakamoto in 2011 was even able to detect contacts between GRP axon terminals and SNB dendritic spines using high-voltage electron microscopy, and these GRP-SNB synapses suggests that the direct interaction of the two neuronal systems may in fact be required for penile reactions during copulation. On another note, there has even been a study in 2002 by Truitt and Coulin that identified a subgroup of spinal neurons projecting to the thalamus that seemed to modulate ejaculatory behavior, raising the possibility of a spinal ejaculation generator.
A spinal ejaculation generator? What a name! So, it seems that most of these experiments have been done in rodents. How can we translate these findings to humans?
Yes, that is a very good question. Due to the complex nature of these systems, mainly rat and mice models have been used thus far. However, SNB is homologous to ONF's nucleus in humans, and GRP is similarly found in humans as well. So, understanding these neuromolecular mechanisms in rodents can yield useful insight in how nervous system antigens regulate sexual dimorphisms and sexual function in humans. Obviously, these studies are very limited in applications, but they can potentially inform our understanding and relevant clinical treatment of sexual dysfunction in men.
Thank you, Hassan, for sharing your expertise of the field with us. Tune in tomorrow to hear about hypoactive sexual desire disorders in females. You have been listening to MediBrain, episode 264. Thank you and goodbye.